next couple months. May the Lord show grace to us. So how are you today?
Outstanding.
We have an outstanding worship, outstanding LCD personnel. We're going to have an outstanding sermon because he is outstanding. Amen? Yeah. Chelsea, so do you think you can share a few words? We have some technical preparation. Okay. Chelsea will share something to encourage us.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, I want to say that prayer really works because a few months ago, I was very frustrated with teaching Sunday school. But Patrick and Rogelio and Sharon and several other people here prayed for me. So I was very happy to see that prayer come true last week in my Sunday school class. And our new curriculum teaches a lot about prayer. And I was going through the, it's kind of like Acts that we go through at the prayer meeting on Tuesdays. So we were discussing, what are your prayer requests? What are your thanksgivings? What are your confessions? And Elliot says his prayer request is that he is meeting with two other Christians at his school on recess, and he wanted prayers for their meetings that they might share the gospel with other children. So I wanted to share this, that one of our elementary Sunday school students is starting a Christian recess club at his school, which is a public school. I'm very proud of Elliot for meeting with his friends and being faithful in his Bible study at home.
Thank you. I want to thank all the Sunday school teachers for the children and youth. You know, your contribution, your effort make difference. Sometimes it doesn't show right away. It takes time. Amen? It takes time to grow a tree. It takes longer time to grow a person in Jesus Christ. Amen?
And parents.
And parents, yeah. Everybody. Yesterday I was reading there's a report from the CCM called Chinese Christian Mission. And also I read there's a Shepherd Field for children in Langfang, China. I don't know how many of you remember Tim Baker. He's the founder and the director. When I was reading those news report, I was very touched because those are the people. Maybe they are not the famous one, but they are doing God's work day in and day out. Minister to those less privileged children in China, those with the disabled. When they were born, they were disabled. They took them in and gave them surgery and someone to adopt them. Well, the Chinese Christian Mission was established by Thomas Wen maybe 30 years ago. They used the literature to try to minister to Chinese people. But they served day in and day out, you know? But the impact is there. What I try to share is we serve here. Sometimes you may not see the result, the fruits right away. But it's okay. We are not served by sight. We serve by faith. Amen? Just listen to the example just now, the testimony. I don't think that's a small thing. For the little kids want to start a Christian recess club during the recess to pray for people. Isn't that wonderful? We just need to continue working on. We need to be encouraged. I hope this morning message will encourage you. You look at the title. The sermon is actually is already part four, okay? It's a Behold the Man, part four, Jesus' mission. Because I shared last three sermon in the Mandarin service already, and we have Robert and Marcia Scott to share with you guys. Okay, today I will continue. You know, as I shared before, there are many religions in this world. In essence, the people go to seek God. But the Christianity is the one exceptional difference is God came to seek us, amen, to manifest himself to us. I feel this is so precious. We talk about incarnation. God, the Son, came to this world to live among us for 33 and a half years to show us who God is, what kind of God he is. And that is the theme of my series, Behold the Man. And we'll talk about Jesus' mission. Before I share with you, let's read together Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to 21. Well, let's all stand up. We read together. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue. Where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners,
and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed,
to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Pray, Lord, we pray what you say 2,000 years ago will be fulfilled today. The scripture referred to your mission also will be fulfilled in our midst. You will set us free. You will heal our blindness. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I think it's when we try to know Jesus, God the Son, to know God, it's important that we know his mission is very important. But before that, I'd like to share with you a little bit the background of the scripture, the time and space, and time and place. It was 2,000 years ago in today's Palestine, a town called Nazareth. May I ask you a question then? Where was Jesus born? Okay, that's pretty good. I checked with the Mandarin congregation. Some of them say Nazareth. No, that was wrong. And where was Jesus raised up? Yeah, Nazareth. What kind of town is that town? I know. Maybe like Pinot, huh? You thought about it. Yeah, is Nazareth is a famous city or? Actually, someone comments on. No one great came out of that city. I just want to remind you, you know, sometimes I think about, not remind you, I like to share with you about my thought. Sometimes I think about our church location in the Richmond Annex. Some people told me, Pastor Joseph, actually I have some friends want to come to our church, but once they find out it's in Richmond, they are hesitant to come. Maybe people say, what good will come out of Richmond Annex? What good will come out of Nazareth? Yes, the most wonderful person, Jesus Christ, came out of that. I think that encouraged all of us. Amen? God really pay attention to our heart. As a matter of fact, God doesn't need you and me to accomplish the Great Commission. He desires to partner with him to do that. Amen? So we can know him. We can know the whole process. So we can have a compassion for people. Amen? God is almighty. He doesn't need anyone to help him. But why he want to partner with us who are so weak, finite, easy to get sick? How many people get sick right now? I went to Kaiser 2 days ago. Wow, everywhere there people are coughing. I'm kind of scared too. Oh, I don't want to get this. I went to for health checkup. I don't want to get a disease. We are weak and fragile, but God still wants to use us. Amen? The best can come out of Nazareth. The best can come out Richmond Annex. Amen?
Amen.
if Jesus is here, if we set free by Him, empowered with His Holy Spirit, we can transform the community and city right here. And what was the event? Jesus, after He was filled with the Holy Spirit and tested in the wilderness for 40 days, when He came out, He became very popular. I don't know how, but He was well known. And he traveled from one city to another city and followed the Jewish custom. He went to the synagogue on Sabbath. And their custom is usually to invite someone to read the scripture. And on that day, it happened to be Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 and 2. It's talk about Messiah's mission. And just now we read that Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. It's a little bit different, but in essence, it's about Jesus' mission. When He came to this world, what is mission? Can you tell me, based upon the scripture you read just now, what are the three missions there? The first is preach the good news to the poor. Isn't that wonderful? God has heart for the poor. It's both in physical and spiritual sense. I don't have time for that. The second is to remove the dark power in people's life, which in three areas, the power of imprisonment, the power of blindness, and the power of oppression. And then finally, His mission is to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. It's called year of Jubilee. We all want to have the Lord's favor, right? How many of you want this year to be the year of the Lord's favor? We want Lord's favor, amen? If you want Lord's favor, you need to know God's heart, amen? We need to do what God desires. Refrain from those things will hinder us to grow, amen? So we will have the Lord's favor. Today, when you listen to this message, you learn, you will have the Lord's favor, amen? That's why we come here. Okay, today I will continue to speak on the Jesus will remove the dark power in people's life. The second one, the dark power of blindness. When I was almost 50 years old, I had a cataract. Start with one eye and to the next eye. I tell you, it's a very challenging experience. I wasn't too sure what was it. Then I really became depressed. I say I'm still young because at that time I was almost 50. And you know when you are aging, I don't know how many of you have this phenomenon or symptom. It's kind of strange. When you wake up, you cannot fall asleep easily. When you reach a certain stage of life, once you wake up, you just cannot fall asleep easily. Sometimes I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Then I try very hard to fall asleep. I don't know why. My mind starts to preview all the work I'm going to do and review the work I already done in the last few days. You know, continue to do that. So what I did, forget it. Just get out and work. And what I end up with? Fatigue, because I didn't sleep enough. Worse than that was, you know, the cataract. So my eyes, my vision is poor. And I said, what's going on with me? I'm still young. I already lose my vision. Then I went to check with the eye doctor. He said, oh, I remember the day before I had surgery, the nurse talked to me. Mr. Tian, don't worry about this. This is a very small thing. After surgery, your vision will be much better. According to statistics, it's a matter of time. Everybody needs a surgery or this. You just get a new vision better. You don't even need to wear the glasses, except when you read. Whatever she say, comfort me. So I did have the surgery. I had both eyes had surgery when I was still not that old. But after that, I have a very good vision right now. So you say, Pastor Joseph, what's the point? The point is, when you have a poor vision or your eyes have some problem with your eyes, it's a very awful feeling, also affect everything in your life. Amen? I think all your eyes are good. How many of you had a problem with your vision? Raise your hands. What I mean is not just after you wear glasses, okay, but just you have ongoing problem. May the Lord heal you. May the Lord grant you peace and encourage you. Our eyes are so important. Physical eyes, if you cannot see clearly, you cannot. It will affect every part of your life, affect your emotion, particularly. One of these days you have the cataract, you'll know how I feel. You'll say, yeah, Pastor Joseph, I know how you feel. But today I will talk about spiritual blindness. Jesus, one of the mission he tried to set a dark power in people's life is he will open their spiritual eyes. But now physical eyes are blind, it causes so many inconvenience, affect our productivity, our life. How do you think about the spiritual eyes in the parallel sense? When a person walk in sin, influenced by sin or bad habits, the darkness come, it will cause a lot of symptoms. I'd like to share with you. I want to tell you, it might appear to be negative, but what the purpose I try to share with you is not try to condemn anyone. I'd like to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, enlighten me, to see that if we have that, we need a healing. We need the Lord to set us free. Okay? It's not condemn anyone. I prepare this, I search my own spirit. I like to search, examine myself so I can see clearly what God's doing, what God's purpose in my life, God's purpose in people's life, so I can be his vessel. I think the first symptom is unable to see himself correctly. When a person has a spiritual blindness, spiritual dark power of blindness in him, he cannot see himself correctly. First is pride. The definition of pride is to exalt oneself above others. We know that when a person has a pride, he cannot honor others. But how many of you know that sometimes the pride is the other side of coin of low self-esteem? When a person not too sure about himself, he becomes very prideful outwardly to protect himself. Unless unable to see oneself correctly, the second symptom is inability to see one's shortcoming and problem. He cannot see or admit he has shortcoming. There's only one way, and that way is my way. Third symptom is low self-esteem, unable to accept self. I mentioned earlier, you know, in order to be free, to be really healed about the self-worth is we really need to know and believe and experience you and I are the children of God. Amen? Let's all say amen. You are the child of God. That's most important. And then you need to study the word and experience the promise as a child of God. Then you know you're worthy. You don't need to compete and compare with others or by others. Amen? Otherwise, you'll either be very prideful or very low self-esteem. You are precious. Each one of you so different. Amen? From time to time, I listen to people grow up in the big family, you know, I have a lot of siblings. They struggle with their self-worth because their parents continue to compare them with another sibling. You know, look at your older brother, look at your older sister. He's so smart, like you, not like you. I think that's the symptom, unable to see himself correctly. The second distortion in a person with the darkness or blindness is unable to relate to others correctly. That's very obvious, right? When you cannot see yourself correctly, you cannot relate to others, right? There's a few symptoms is cannot to appreciate others' strength, cannot to forgive others, no peace in relationship. It's very interesting, huh? When a person cannot accept himself, it's very hard for him or her to relate to other people. Do you see that? If you don't like yourself, you cannot like anyone. Because you yourself always become the lens of seeing others. Am I right? Okay, I have limited time. The third symptom is unable to see the reality. Extremely near sight, only pursuit of instant gratification or practical benefit. You know, when spiritually blinded, you only see what you have right now. Cannot understand the long-term benefit, cannot understand the eternity. Another symptom of this is only care for himself, inability to care for others. That's very obvious, right? You're self-centered. I just realized to experience God's love is the most effective way of healing. Amen? Why a person so self-absorbed or self-centered? Because maybe he or she had never experienced true love. Amen? And he or she thought, if I have this, if I have my own way, I'll be happy. No, you will never be happy unless you know you are accepted by God unconditionally. Amen? It's very hard, almost impossible, to find unconditional love in this world. Even a lot of people say that. Amen? Because we don't know what that unconditional love is. We know maybe here, but we don't have it. Amen? It's only from the Lord. So I encourage you, when you listen to my message right now, you listen very carefully. I pray for my message have the healing power. When you hear what I say, you agree. Say, yes, Lord, I struggle with that. I need your conditional love. You pray that the Lord will fill you. You are set free from the symptoms. My purpose of the sermon is not pointing out the symptoms. It's the diagnosis, so we know we need the Lord to heal us in those areas. Also, the people with this kind of spiritual blindness is inability to care for the well-being of the whole group. You know, of course, if he is self-absorbed, he cannot see the big picture. You know, he cannot see how his behavior will affect whole church, whole cell group. The fourth symptom of phenomenon is a person is spiritually blind is cannot manage one's life, cannot manage his life. His mind will be confused. When you are in the spiritual darkness, you are confused. You cannot see clearly. Also, emotionally unstable. Is your emotionally stable? Dear brother and sister, we need to express our emotion. Recognize our emotion. But we cannot make decision according to our emotion. Am I right? If you agree, say amen. Amen. We need to acknowledge our emotion. I feel very sad today. I'm kind of a little bit down today. But I will not make my decision according to how I feel right now. Amen? Otherwise, you will be regretful. We need the Lord to help us. Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God is the anchor of our soul. Anchor our whole being. Dear brother and sister, this is a very important point. Your life need an anchor. You need a solid rock. You need a foundation. It's the Lord. When you are facing the most difficult time, whom will you turn to? That usually is your anchor. But sometimes the anchor person in your life maybe won't be available. Amen? You feel so sad. You want to talk to someone. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. No one you can call. Who shall you call? Jesus. But don't wait until then to call him. You should start to call him every day, even in the good days. Amen? Amen? Amen. I hope my message encouraged you. Some people say, if I can find a soulmate, I will be happy. You already have one. You already have one. Sometimes even husband and wife cannot be together for whatever the reason. The one you love is not next to you. It's not available. Or the one you love, he doesn't understand. It's okay. Connect with Jesus. How about we repeat that? Connect with Jesus. Amen. Then your soul, your spirit will be stabilized. The person spiritually blind cannot make wise decision, lack efficiency in work. There's no direction and goal for the future. I don't think it's applied to any one of you. Cannot treasure what one has. That's very important. A lot of times we always think about the thing, if I have, I'll be happy. How many of you treasure what you have? You can be here today, you should be thankful. A lot of people want to be here, they got cold, flu, they are coughing right now, they cannot rest well. So many of them. You have a shelter, you have a roof, you have food. We need to be thankful and treasure what we have. Amen? May I ask you, what do you have? I expect response from the congregation. What do you have? Yeah, we need to specify. I know many blessings. Good job. Thank you. I like this audience. You know, he's responsive. Good health. Supportive parents. Wonderful. What else do you have?
God's love.
You need more specific.
Thank God every day for hot water.
Yes. Thank God for that. Should we be thankful for this sanctuary here? It's a nice, it's beautiful. We thank God for Ricky and the Irene for the worship team. And the Dan. Yeah. This is a leader. I feel that Ricky, the way he led, like he led 1,000 people. It's a Christian soldier march. I like that one. We are children of God. We also are the army of God. Amen? Amen? It's a time to fight for the Lord. We need to treasure, appreciate what we have. I really mean. I share this all the time. I say, if you have a good appetite, you always eat too much, you should be thankful. Thank for your good appetite. Somebody smile. Thank God that you have a good appetite, you still have food to eat. Many people on the earth right now, they have such a good appetite, but no food to eat. You know that? If you don't have a good appetite, you don't eat that too much, you should be thankful. So many people envy you. They want to lose weight. They cannot control their appetite. Amen? Are you with me?
Amen.
Either way, you're thankful to the Lord. You can sleep very well, thank to the Lord. You cannot sleep well, get out early, get out and read the word and meditate. Because a lot of people, whenever they read the Bible, they fall asleep. You try that. You read the book of Numbers. You start reading from the verse 1, chapter 1. I guarantee you will fall asleep. You say, Lord, help me to fall asleep, to read that book of Numbers, all the numbers. Amen? Either way, you win. Amen? We need to treasure. We need to appreciate. Well, God already blessed you and me. Rather to focus on, oh, God, you didn't answer my 99 prayer requests yet. God already granted you so many. Amen? This is very important. When you are thankful, you treasure what you have, you become joyful. When you are joyful, you become healthy. When you are healthy, you become a lovely person. When you are lovely, you already have the first foundation of success. Right? Amen?
Amen?
So we need to treasure, appreciate what we have. I really mean it. Even the thing you have, you don't feel what's a big deal. It's a big deal. Also, the spiritual blindness, the finally, the symptom is the lack of spiritual understanding. That's very obvious. When we share the gospel with people, they are not interested. You know, that's a spiritual blindness. We need to pray that God will open their eyes, soften their hearts before you share with them. Okay? Also need a lot of wisdom. We don't start with a condemnation. If you don't receive Jesus, you go to hell. The person say, I already in the hell. So why do you share this with me? You know, people suffer a lot, so we need a wisdom. So maybe you ask, how can we be cured from the spiritual blindness? The first is ongoing process. A lot of people don't understand. They thought the healing is just one time. No, it's the ongoing. We need to come to the Lord and seek the Lord to ask Him to enlighten us, to open our eyes, to see our situation. Amen? It's ongoing. So you and I need an ongoing walk with the Lord. I want to ask all of you, how is your ongoing walk with the Lord? A lot of people now have said, very good. That's wonderful. We need to seek Him. We ask Him to show us where we are at. How many of you listened to me just now? I share very briefly. Do you feel there's some area? Yes, that's my situation. Raise your hands. I point out a symptom of spiritual blindness just now. Okay? It's ongoing. You go home, pray. May the Lord reveal to you. And then the second, the cure is a powerful and effective prayer. Will break the darkness. We need to come to the Lord and pray to the Lord. How should we pray? First, you confess the area you struggle, right? The Holy Spirit enlighten you, maybe to show us the situation, unable to see ourselves correctly. We struggle with the self-worth, struggle ourselves. We have low self-esteem, we are prideful, we are not teachable. We struggle in that area. We come to the Lord, we confess to the Lord. What does confession mean is you agree with the Lord about your shortcoming, your sin. That's called confession. Amen? You confess. Dear brother and sister, there's a power of confession. Do you know that? You agree with God. You don't try to cover and say, oh, Lord, the reason I'm doing that, you know, I have low self-esteem. You know that. You know, that's why I'm prideful. No, you don't need to explain to Him, right? He already knows that. You say, Lord, I don't want this. Amen? In order to be cured, you need to be tired of where we are at. Amen? You confess your situation to the Lord. And you ask the Lord to reveal more about the root and pray to the Lord. You surrender yourself to the Lord, particularly that area. And ask the Lord to fill you, replace that area. Amen? After you have the breakthrough, thirdly, you need to maintain the freedom in Christ. A lot of people don't understand. Even for the healing, you need to maintain that. Initially, I didn't understand. Then later on, I understood. Do you know why you need to maintain the healing? Suppose you went to a healing conference, you've been healed about a certain area, and then you go home. You continue to live in the darkness. You continue to live in the unhealthy way, the illness will come back. I mean, both physically and spiritually, right? Let's say you go to a healing conference. You have high blood pressure. You have a diabetes. The healer prayed for you. Yeah, you became healthy. Then you go home. You continue your own unhealthy lifestyle. You eat whatever. You don't have that. You cannot maintain that healing. Amen? Dear brother and sister, healing school is very profound. There are so many mysteries and factors there we don't know yet. We try to learn together. May the Lord help us. Behold the man, Jesus' mission is to break the darkness in our life, in the area of spiritual blindness. May the Lord enlighten us to see. many spiritual blindness in our life. So we ask Him to heal us, to change our vision. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You that You love us so much, that You came to this world. You lay down the glorious life in heaven, came to this world to be limited by time and space, humbly live among mankind. You understand our suffering, our brokenness. May You come, Holy Spirit, to work among us. Continue walk with us, enlighten us, and heal our spiritual blindness. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. We complete our worship here, and God bless you.